Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister, and she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, when she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing, no, 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 no.
Said before I take it back, I'll add more.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eye, with no fear.
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no, turn me around.
I won't
no,
let
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on this fantastic Friday. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than
Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel's message for today is entitled, "The Prayer Wheel." He always does a great job, and I know that today will be no exception. So I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you so much. Happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday, everyone out there under the sound of my voice. And thank you for joining us this morning here on our Grace Nurture Spiritual Call on October the 22nd, 2021. This year is moving by so quickly. Goodness, I think every month is moving faster than the previous month. And when I was thinking about a message for today, you know, life kind of clicks through so fast that it's here and gone before you know it. So There's little moments between those clicks that happen so quickly that it's quicker than the human eye can notice. So as I was thinking of something that was relevant for today, I thought of the prayer wheel. And I just laid down, and this came to me, and I wrote it down, and I said, that's on my heart right now, and I've got to talk about it. So I'm going to open up with Matthew chapter 6, verses 4. We're going to read a few verses, and then we'll talk about the prayer wheel before we close. In Matthew 6 and 4, it says, "That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." And we moved on down to verse 7. It says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Verse 8 says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask them." And so here's a prayer that you've heard in your life many times. And verse 9 there says, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That's a prayer you've heard many times in your life. And, you know, I think of prayer as something that, me personally, I'm in constant prayer. I can have my eyes open driving down the street. You know, it's good to be praying in a quiet room where it's just you and God, and maybe you're on your knees. Maybe maybe you've got your head bowed towards the earth, and you are really letting out a fervent prayer at that time. But you can pray at any time, anywhere. You know, while you're driving down the street, obviously you're not going to be closing your eyes, but you could be thinking of a prayer or praying for someone you see or something you're looking at. So we need to be in a mindset of prayer. And it brings me over to our prayer wheel, our topic for this morning. And, you know, when we're a child, we can say a simple prayer such as "Jesus wept." And we move on and we grow up a little bit and we get into our adolescent years. And you've probably heard the prayer, "God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food." That's a very easy, quick prayer. And when you're teaching, you know, young folks to pray, these are some good ones. But when we move into our adulthood, the Bible teaches us that we should no longer crave that milk anymore. We should start craving meat, right? So we grow in our spirituality. We grow in grace and nurture, and we should grow. Our prayer should grow over time to mean something. So our prayer wheel that I thought of, if you think of old show that's been out there, The Wheel of Fortune, there's a little circle in the middle, and you draw a real big circle on the outside. And from that little middle circle, you draw a bunch of lines in every direction you can think of. So in those quadrants, if you look at the television show, there's a lot of money people can win if you, you know, spin that wheel and it lands on one of those dollar amounts. Or you can go bankrupt. It's kind of like life, right? So the prayer wheel, imagine that wheel like that. And in those quadrants are things that happen to you in your life. And between those quadrants are those lines that are going up and down. So those lines represent time, like a second or so between something. The first little dot that you land on is you lost your job. You lost your job when you spin the wheel. And you spin the wheel again, and you land on you received a blessing from God. So you spin the wheel the third time, and you learn that your brother just died. You spin the wheel a fourth time, and you receive another blessing. You spin the wheel again, and you landed that job that you prayed about. You landed the job that you had a very sincere prayer about. You spin the wheel one more time, and you receive a blessing. You spin the wheel again, and you have a beautiful lunch with your spouse that day. You spin the wheel again, you receive another blessing from the Lord. You spin the wheel one more time, and you're on number 9 spin. Your child just left for school that morning. What would you pray about? You spin the wheel one more time. Your sister got married. Are you praying for a beautiful, beautiful life for her and her husband? You spin the wheel one more time, and your parent, you learn your parent just died. How about you spin the wheel the 12th time, and you got paid from your job, that check you were waiting on to pay your bills and to live your life? The 13th spin is you learn you had an illness that you're going to have to deal with. What would you pray about at that point? The 14th spin, you connected with a friend that you haven't talked to in a very long time. So you see, life moves on, and these little clicks that I talked about earlier, these little lines that are between the times that this happens, those are seconds that you can't see when the next phase begins. You're always in motion. It's a constant wheel in motion that we can't control. We all have 24 hours in the day, 7 days a week. But I liken those little lines between those quadrants. I liken it to it's like a Hollywood movie. You guys have seen movies, and you see one scene, you see the second scene, but you never, ever see that pause in time between those scenes starting, right? That second there is filled up with something because they have to shoot the scene and cut it and then paste the next scene. But when you're watching TV, it happens so quickly you don't even see it. And sometimes that's how our life happens between these quadrants. You're in one situation, and then you're in the next situation before you can even blink your eye. So that's why I want us to be in a mind of prayer every second of the day. You do not have to stop what you're doing. You don't have to close your eyes. And prayer gives us humility. It gives us connection to the Lord. We stay connected, and we must constantly keep that connection and let that bond never be broken by the devil. That's what I'm asking today. So this prayer wheel that we're on, I want you to think about it. Continue stand in prayer to the Lord. He will answer your prayers. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And the Lord hears us in secret, and he will rewards us openly. So that's my prayer for you today, and that's our message for today. So at this time, would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, as we close our eyes and come to you at this moment, on our Grace Nurture call, we pray that something was said that causes us to think about this life that we're in, every moment that we're in, every interaction that we're in with people. We pray, Lord, that the things that come out of our mouth are things that are lifting people up more than bringing them down. We pray that the things in life that we talk about are always centered around you, and not necessarily around us and how we feel and how we think about others or situation. Because, Lord, if our goal is to give you the glory, then we have to do our part. And if we know you're going to reward us, then we must always remain in a place of reverence. Father, thank you for the beautiful people on this call, no matter where they live, what their situations are. Lord, we know you're going to be here to comfort us, ease our pain. You're going to walk us down these paths that we're on, and we're going to come out on the other side and be a blessing to someone else other than ourselves, because we're not alone in this world. We live for other people as well as ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this beautiful prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.